We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sue and Kendra here this morning. David's off today. Sue Tab told me yesterday something. She told me a few months ago that her husband was allergic to grass, and I did not believe her, and I still don't believe her.
No, cut grass. Mm-hmm. He is.
Okay.
He is.
Sure. So then yesterday you told me you want a dog.
I do.
But that you're allergic to dog saliva, which now I also don't believe is a real thing.
It is a real thing. I'm allergic to all dogs. I do much better, obviously, with dogs that have hair instead of fur. Mm-hmm. But if they lick me, I break out in hives.
Okay.
And I did go to an allergist who confirmed it. I swear to God I did.
So then let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why do you want to get a dog?
Because I fell in love. I went to my car dealership the other day, and there was an Australian Labradoodle the dealership. And I loved him. And he was so cute, and we just hit it off. And I didn't react to him. Like, I didn't break out in hives, and I was petting him and stuff. And I just loved him, so I went home, and I announced to my husband that I wanted an Australian Labradoodle.
How did that go?
It didn't go over well. I usually get my way with my husband, as you know, but with this, for some reason, he's drawing a line in the sand. He's like, absolutely not. We have two kids in college. We have more freedom now than we've ever had, and now we're going to have a dog. And I'm like, but this dog is so cute. So now I've been researching breeders, and I've been sending him pictures of the dogs.
Poor
dog. So far, it's not working.
I mean, I have a dog. I have a Boston Terrier, but she's older. She's 12, and I love her to death, but she's a small dog, so we can leave her. You know, she can stay at home. She doesn't need to really be walked as much as a bigger dog, like you're talking. Like, you want a monstrosity of a dog.
No, I don't. No.
You have to walk her,
no,
him, you're not going to be able
to. I don't mind walking. I walk anyway. That doesn't bother me. It's just that
she'll be prancercising. Didn't you already name the dog, or you're looking up the names of the parents of the dog that you want?
No, the parents' names. Mm-hmm. It's this Monadnock breeder. I don't even know where they're out of. They're in New England, I think. Mm-hmm. And then they have these little parents, Georgia and Chance.
Oh,
and
no,
then
you're getting
I
attached.
Want a dog this named is Gracie. I've always wanted a dog named Gracie.
See, I knew that you
and
had
so
the
I've
name.
So I've already
I
named
it.
Her.
I knew it.
And I can picture what she looks like. She's like a caramel color, and she's medium size, like 40 or 50, like probably 40 pounds.
Tom, and I'm sorry, buddy, but you're already out on this discussion.
No, I just want to, if anyone owns an Australian Labradoodle, I hope they'll call us and tell me, like, what are they like, their temperament, how hard are they to, like, if I've never had a dog before, which I haven't since I was a kid, like, hard are they to train and stuff.
I want my fellow dog owners right now to call and tell her what it's like to have a dog. I love my dog, but you are so funny.
Why?
You're Miss Travel and go out.
So
you
I can get somebody to dog watch.
Oh my!
What? No, nobody will offer.
Now you're. But see, you're so funny.
Sit.
Now you're high. Now you want to hire somebody to dog sit.
Well, I wouldn't leave her alone. She's going to have a good life.
Oh boy.
I would take really good care of her.
And call us.
I really want. I
call
really
us right now, 617-931-1067. Well, let's see.
I want people to call to tell me it's a good idea, not just that it's a bad idea.
No,
we
I want them to try to convince Tom.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay.
Let's have our listeners call. If you're a dog owner, a dog lover, like I am and like Sue Tab now is, call us and tell us why she should get a dog so we can try to convince her husband. Maybe we can get him on the phone later on in the show to tell him. So give us a call, 617-931-1067. Tell us why Sue Tab should get a dog, and we'll try to convince Mr.
Tom.
Tab. Shocker for those listening, Sue wants the most expensive dog you could possibly find for a breed. Shocker,
all
I know.
Right. Well, let's go to the phones and see what they think. Should I get a dog?
Absolutely.
Oh, see? What kind of dog do you have?
I have two, and they're rescues from Puerto Rico, so they're Satos. They're lab mixes. One's a lab with, like, a pit mix, and the other's a Basset Hound lab mix.
Oh, see, I love the rescue dogs. That's what I would want to do. I would want to rescue a dog, maybe even a former like service dog. That way they're trained. You don't have to do the potty training or anything, and they're a little bit older. and you're helping save them.
Yeah, no, that's a really good idea. But I fell in love with the Australian Labradoodle. They're so cute. I'm obsessed with them.
They're adorable. My aunt has a golden doodle. But yeah. They are. Have you ever had a dog before?
No.
Okay. They're a lot of work.
Yeah.
See, I know.
We have a fenced in yard, so they can go out and they can run and play. But
Sue, do you have a?
I don't have a fence, but my neighbor has, like, most of the people in my neighborhood have dogs, and they have the electric fences with the collars, so we could get that.
You don't have a fence. No. You just did a patio. Now you're going to tell Tom, we need a dog, but by the way, you need to start building a fence. Your husband is going to be so far away from home.
I swear to God, he is going to divorce me if I come home with a dog. You have no idea. Thank you so much.
Great. Yep.
Hi, Morning Magic. Should I get a dog?
Absolutely, 100% yes.
Oh, I love you. You must be a dog owner.
I actually am not a dog owner and never, ever want one. Oh. I don't love the responsibility, but I love dogs. I love everybody else's dogs. I like dog sitting, dog loving, but yeah. I don't want one.
Well, there you go. You have a dog walker now. You're all set. So you get the dog.
Do you happen to live on the North Shore?
I do live on the North Shore.
Oh, my God.
Hired.
You can be my dog's, like, aunt or favorite godmother or something like that. And you can take care of my dog when I'm out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, do it. Done. Tell your husband absolutely yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hi, Morning Magic. Tell us why Sue should convince her husband they need to get a dog.
What is it, Frank? It's easy because whenever he does something wrong, he can always say, hey, I got you a dog.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is his way out.
It's the get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How dumb is this guy? Come on, T.
Oh, my God. Frank, you're a genius. Brother, I love you, as you would say.
Oh,
Mama.
You're the best. I love you, too.
That's perfect. It's like his forever, like, get out of jail. Whenever I'm mad at him, he's like, but I let you get a dog.
And he could throw that in your face, and yeah, okay, whatever, you're right. And then he gets his famous dinner, his famous love time, whatever he wants.
His famous love time.
This is why Frank is like listener of the year. I'm telling you, Frank.
Frank, I live for you, buddy.
You're a classic.
I live for you guys, too.
Okay, you guys have a wonderful
Oh, my God.
Morning.
Thank
Tell
you.
Tell Peter, listen to me.
All right, T. Listen to him, T.
Thanks, Frank.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.